place your lips,
place your lips
close to mine,
close to mine.
I'm gonna love you till the end of time.
End of time.
Come on and hold me tenderly. Oh, darling, hold me tenderly. Cheek to cheek,
cheek to cheek,
toe to toe. Squeeze me gently and don't ever let me go.
Don't let go.
Come on and hold me tenderly. Oh, darling, hold me tenderly. This heart of mine beats just for you. Please believe me, my love is true. Come on and hold me tenderly. Oh, darling, hold me, yeah, tenderly. Just place your lips close to mine. You know I'm gonna love you till the end of time. Come on and hold me tenderly. Oh, darling, hold me, yeah, tenderly. Cheek to cheek, toe to toe. Squeeze me gently and don't ever let me go.
Bobby Blue Bland, Hold Me Tenderly, 1960, song that didn't chart. I think it should have. I think it got some airplay around here back in the day, but I'm not real sure exactly, because I know I've heard that song a lot of times over the years, and who knows, as a kid I could have heard it. But anyway, one of my favorite Bobby Blue Bland songs. I like that one a lot. Came out on the Duke label in 1960. You flip it over and you get a song called Lead Me On. So if you're out there looking through records one day and you see Bobby Bland on the Duke label, check and see if you got this one, so, because I think you might need a copy of it. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get the show going, and I hope you enjoy it. We got all kind of music today, and we're going to get started right now. We're going to do Bruce Chanel, then we're going to do Irma Thomas, and then Ray Charles. We're going to play his first pop charted song. It wasn't his first R&B song that charted, but it was his first pop song. So, but here we go right now with Bruce Chanel and Hey Baby.
I'm gonna make her mine, all mine. Hey, hey, baby, I wanna know if you'll be my girl.
When you turned and walked away,
that's when I won't say, come on, baby, give me a word. My girl.
Yeah.
you'll be my girl. so sad and lonely because I'm so far, so far from my folks back home. Yeah, I'm far from my folks back home. Yeah, so far from my folks back home. Yeah.
Swanee River Rock, Ray Charles, 1957. His first pop hit song. It went up to number 34 on the charts. It took him a while to really get going. It took him about three or four more songs before he hit number one. And then he got, you know, then it really took off on the pop charts. What I Say came out in 1960, 3 years after this one, and went to number one. But he had had about 17 or 18 R&B charted songs before this one came out. And all of them were top 10. So he was very popular out there. He just hadn't hit the pop charts yet, but then he did, and it took off. So a real good career, of course, and lots of good music for Ray Charles. Let's see, I Done Got Over It. Irma Thomas came out in 1962. Didn't chart. Real nice song, though. Always like that one and play it every now and then. So I Done Got Over It, and came out in 62. Irma Thomas was a good friend of the club. BRC Club years and years ago, and kind of lost contact with her over the years, but the group did go down there way back when, and went to her nightclub, and she kind of had it reserved for the club that night and did her own show for the group. So, but Irma Thomas, New Orleans. And Bruce Chanel, Hey Baby, 1962, went up to number one on the pop charts, number two on the R&B charts. Came out on the Smash label when it was a hit, but it first came out on the LaCam label. And then it Smash bought it and took it over and made it a big, big hit for him. So, by the way, that is Delbert McClinton doing the harmonica at the very beginning of that. You may know some of Delbert's music, so he too had a great, great career. Okay, let's see. We've got, getting to start of the next set, we've got a group called Extreme from the 1990s. Then we got Ted Taylor and then the Accents. So let's go right now with a fun little song, a real nice, smooth song called More Than Words. This is a group called Extreme.
Thank you. touch me. Hold me close, don't
you I really love. La la la, whoa, 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 whoa.
song there, Group Harmony, I Give My Heart to You. That's a song that didn't chart. Came out in about 1959 on the Brunswick label. They had a hit on the Brunswick label in 58 called Wiggle Wiggle. You may remember that one if you've played a lot of old music at the times. But real good sound by them, Accents. Before that, Ted Taylor, a song that didn't chart for him. He had quite a few hits on pop charts, 10 or 12 of them, I guess. But this one didn't. It's called Count the Stars. So I know it's a big popular hit around here for the local guys that I knew that collected records. They liked that one a lot. 1959 on the Duke label, same one that the opening of the show, I played Bobby Blue Bland on Duke label. This was also the Duke label. Guy that came out of Oklahoma and sang in quite a few groups over the years, did a lot of the gospel tours with some groups, and then wound up into some doo-wop groups. He was with the Cadets for a while and sang with the Jacks. Then had a good solo career. Extreme, More Than Words, 1991, went up to number one for them. That was their first hit. And they came out of Boston. And their lead singer, and Gary Cherone, I may be saying that wrong, but anyway, Gary Cherone, he went on to be with Van Halen for a while in the late 90s and sang lead for them for a little bit period of time. So. But real nice sound by them, Extreme, More Than Words. Okay, we're going to do a little country. We're going to get us started first coming up. We got Gene Watson. Then the Coasters are going to come in with one of their fun songs. Then Bobby Day. So right now, we've got a sad, sad song. We've got Gene Watson, 1979, doing a song called Farewell Party.
When the last breath of life is gone from my body and my lips are as cold as the sea. Party. loving you. There'll be flowers from those who cry when I go and leave you in this old world alone.
Everybody went stag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. All at once it happened. Well, the prettiest in this world. Oh, please, oh, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? I said, oh, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? Please, oh, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? Said that she was sorry that I was a little bit late. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. Her heart was broken. All of my life, where had she been? But I'll try over and over and over and over again. I'll try
try over and over and over and over again. I will try over and over and over and over again.
The Rockin' Robin Man, Bobby Day, doing a song called Over and Over. In fact, that is the flip side of Rockin' Robin. And both sides charted. Of course, Rockin' Robin did. And this song here, Over and Over, came out also in 1958, went up to number 41 on the pop charts. Didn't make the R&B charts, but it did chart on the pop charts there. So, guy came out of Fort Worth, Texas. He was in some other groups along the way, so many of them did before they went solo. You might remember a song called Buzz, Buzz, Buzz in 1957 by a group called the Hollywood Flames. So Bobby was in that group, too, at the time. So, but good song by him. Dave Clark Five did this song later on in the mid-60s and had a hit with it also when the British invasion got started there. Before that, the Coasters. Yep, the name of it is I'm a Hog for You, 1959, number 38. It also was a flip side. And it charted on the pop charts. It didn't chart on the R&B charts, but the flip side did. It was Poison Ivy. So if you got Poison Ivy, you flip it over and you got I'm a Hog for You by the Coasters, another Lieber Stoller song. I think they wrote probably at least the first dozen or so hits by the Coasters. They wrote so much good stuff and fun stuff back in those days. Gene Watson before that, Farewell Party. He didn't do that until 1979. It went up to number 5 on the country charts. But it was a song that was written back in 1960 by Lawton Williams. And, you know, you think about it. I think George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today, was what, 1978, 77, 78, 79? Nearly two decades after this song was written here. And I wonder if the guy that wrote He Stopped Loving Her Today had heard this song. I'm sure he did. But I don't know if they had any connection there or not, being a Farewell Party, and then He Stopped Loving Her Today. But anyway, and after it was written in 1960, Little Jimmy Dickens did a version of it in 1961. But this was the big, big hit that Gene Watson made out of it. Real nice. I like that song by him. All right, let's keep going now. We got the Drifters going to get us started. Ray and Bob, a song that went up to number 99 on the charts, so you might not be familiar with it. But it got a lot of airplay around here. And then Cookie and the Cupcakes, my favorite swamp band, Louisiana swamp band. Okay, here we go right now. The Drifters with Dance With Me.
Dance with me, dance with me, dance with me, dance with me.
Dance with me, oh, hold me closer, closer and closer, much closer, while the music plays. My little darling, won't you dance with me? Oh, hold me tighter, tighter and tighter, much tighter, while the rhythm sways. Put your lips to mine, while the music blends. No longer strangers, now we are more than friends. So
dance with me,
dance with me closer, closer and closer, and maybe we'll be lovers when the music ends. Whoa. And maybe we'll be lovers when the music ends. Darling, won't you please? Oh, 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 yeah.
Cookie and His Cupcakes, I Cried. Came out in 1963, didn't chart, but real good sound by them. You flip it over, you get a song called Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. And they did a lot of good, that little swamp Louisiana music, and had a couple hits along the way, but that one didn't make it. Maybe it should have, but I've always enjoyed playing it anyway. Before that, Ray and Bob, Air Travel, 1962. I mentioned that it went up to number 99 on the chart, so you get down there around the 90s and the 80s and the 100s. Not everybody got to hear it, but it did make it national charts, but in some areas it may not have got any airplay, but it sure did here in Birmingham. It got a lot around here. I always liked that song growing up and hearing it playing when I was in school. And they did a few more. That was on the Lido label, I guess how you pronounce it, L-E-D-O, on the West Coast. And they did some doo-wop sounds and then did little fun songs like this one here. But they did one called Palms of Paradise and Our Last Night on the same label. And real good sound by them. I wish I knew more about them. And then the Drifters, of course, don't have to say much about them. Everybody knows who the Drifters are. Dance With Me, 1959. Went up to number 17 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B charts for them that year. Just hit after hit after hit for the Drifters on that Atlantic label. Okay, let's keep going. We got one from the late 80s by Chris Rea, then Jimmy Norman, and then Lee Dorsey. So here's one called Working On It, Chris Rea.
To me, tell you why, tell you why. Somebody above me's in a desperate state, some kind of urgency, the kind that won't wait. I say tomorrow, he say today, and the man in my head, well, he tell me no way. Can't you see I'm working?
girl.
Who's this?
This is me. And I just want to let you know,
I don't love you no more. You and I are through. I don't love you no more. I'm gonna find someone new. Satisfy you. I cried and I pleaded and I begged you, baby, but still you went out and found somebody new. Now your new love's grown old and your luck is down, and you'll be looking for me, woman, and I won't be found. 'Cause I'm through, oh, and I don't care about you. No, I don't love you no more, baby. Oh, now I don't care about you.
Sitting here, la la, waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, sitting here, la la, waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming. Oh, baby, hurry, don't make me worry. But I don't believe she's coming out.
Yaya, 1961, number 7 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B charts. That was his first pop chart hit for him. And the guy that came out of New Orleans, Louisiana, and you can hear that sound there, probably running around with Ernie K. Doe and Chris Kenner and a whole bunch, probably. So may have even done some singing with them. But in the 1950s, Lee Dorsey was a prize fighter. He called himself Kid Chocolate. So had a good little career there, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, had some real good fun songs, Working in the Coal Mine and so many other good songs by him. Jimmy Norman before that, I Don't Love You No More, 1962. Number 47 on the pop charts, 21 on the R&B charts. And a guy that came out of Nashville. And that's an answer song. You remember the song Barbara George did called I Know. And then he did the answer to it, I Don't Love You No More, anymore. So good song by Jimmy Norman. And then Chris Rea, and that's spelled R-E-A, not R-A-Y, so I guess I'm saying it right. But Chris Rea, Working on It, 1989, number 73 on the pop charts, a guy that came out of England. Okay, we got Clarence, Frogman Henry coming up. Then the Diamonds are going to be our double play of the day today, and that's what we're going to do is play two by the Diamonds. So here we go right now, though, with Clarence, Frogman Henry, and But I Do.
Just right. sombrero. Oh. Of a lovely land, count its history with the drift of sand. Oh, the Mexico, Mexico, oh, the Mexico, Mexico, oh, the Mexico, 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 oh, Mexico.
She say, oh.
Say, Doobie Boom. That came out in 1959. It was a hit. It was went up to number 18 on the pop charts. And good sound by them. And before that, the Diamonds, Double Play of the Day. They did a song called Land of Beauty. And that was the flip side of The Stroll, which was a big hit for them. Went up to number 4 on the pop charts, number 5 on the R&B charts. And you flipped it over and you got this Land of Beauty, which didn't chart, but came out in 1957. So again, flip it over if you've got the song The Stroll, flip it on over. It's hard to do because I play The Stroll a lot, and it's hard to want to flip it over, but that's a real good sound on the back of that one. That's a group out of Canada, and I got to see the lead singer, Dave Somerville, when I went up to Clear Lake, Iowa about, 10, 12 years ago, and he was one of the singers there and did a little bit of the hosting of the show that weekend too. So, and he did a real good job singing for us that weekend. And But I Do, Clarence Henry, 1961, number 4 on the pop charts, number 9 on the R&B charts. And some of the pressings, if you find a copy of this record, it may say, I Don't Know Why, as the title. Because, you know, when he's singing, he says, I don't know why, but I do. So some of them say, But I Do, and some say, I Don't Know Why. So it's the same song, so if you come across it. So, okay, let's see. It's almost time to go. We got Jimmy Reed going to get us started the next set. Sarah Vaughan, the Shirelles. I'm going to play a 4 song on this set here by Huey Piano Smith. So we got Jimmy Reed, Sarah Vaughan, the Shirelles, and Huey Piano Smith. But right now we got Baby, What Do You Want Me to Do? Jimmy Reed.
You got me running. You got me hiding. You got me running. Up
me peeping, you got me hiding, you got me peeping, hide, hide, peeping, the way you wanna let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want me, so baby, why you wanna let go?
Dearest darling, I'm writing this letter to you just to say my love is true, and I swear by the stars above, you're the one girl that I really love, and I promise, my promise to you is oh so sincere, oh so true. On my bended knee, I'm for you. Tell me, are you for me? And I swear by the stars up above, you're the one girl that I really love.
Yes, that is Huey Piano Smith and his Clowns. They did so many fun songs and novelty style songs, but then they did a real nice little doo-wop sound there called Dearest Darling. That came out in 1959, a song that didn't chart. It came on the Ace label. You flip that over and you get one of their novelty songs called Tuberculucus and the Sinus Blues. You know, they did Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. And so many other fun songs. But if you do have Tuberculucus and the Sinus Blues, flip it over and you get a real nice sound. Dearest Darling, Huey Piano Smith and his Clowns. The Shirelles before that, top female girl group of the 60s. One of the early, they came out before the Supremes did. So they were out there singing, had all kind of hits. This was What a Sweet Thing That Was, 1961. Went up to number 54 on the pop charts. This one didn't make the R&B charts. You flip it over and you got a thing called A Thing of the Past, which went up to number 41 on the pop charts. And they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996, well-deserved. They formed their group when they were in junior high school together. And by the way, their junior high school, they had a classmate by the name of Joey D, who went on to be Joey D and the Starlighters. So that school put out quite a few good singers there. So before that, Sarah Vaughan, Broken Hearted Melody, 1959, number 7 pop chart, number 5 R&B chart. She was also known as the Divine One, Sarah Vaughan. She won an Apollo, at the Apollo, she won a contest, amateur contest, and then people saw her and her career took off. So she signed with the right people, I guess, and they made a star out of her. So, but she did a lot better on the pop charts than she did the R&B charts, even with that great voice of hers. She had a lot more hits on the pop chart side. Jimmy Reed got us started. Baby, What Do You Want Me to Do? Hall of Fame inductee in 1991 for Jimmy. This song here came out in 1960, went up to number 37 on the pop charts, number 10 on the R&B charts. He was born Mathis James Reed in Duluth, maybe, Mississippi. And what a career he had over the years. So, okay, we got to go. Thanks for joining us. Hope you heard some good songs you enjoy. And we'll be back next week. And we're going to end our show. We play our instrumental song. So we got one today called Slow Walk by Seal Austin, a saxophone player, came out of Florida. This song came out in 1956, went up to number 17 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B charts. So hope you enjoy it. Slow Walk. Okay, catch you next time on the BRC Radio Show.